Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Since 1947, the Grange Co-op grain elevator had been a beacon for miles around Central Point, Oregon. But on the night of October 12, 1961, it became a terrifying pillar of flame. 50 firefighters from Medford and Central Point fought the blaze. Water and the flames destroyed more than 1,500 tons of grain. Firemen detoured State Highway 99 traffic around the area so hoses could be strung across the road to reach the fire. There was a momentary scare when water pressure suddenly dropped, but firemen connected to Medford Water at an Elk Lumber Company hydrant. A lot happened behind the scenes. The Southern Pacific dragged freight cars out of danger. The power company shut off electricity. Don Faber opened his grocery store to the firemen's auxiliary. And Melba's Cafe opened at 3 a.m. to provide breakfast for the exhausted men. Paperboy Don Mundlin scored a scoop with his early morning deliveries by writing, "Grange Co-op burning," across his papers, which had gone to press before the fire. By summer, the Grange had a new grain elevator that continues today to dominate the Central Point skyline. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.